lately. I know once it's lost, it's never found. I read the parking rules as Amsterdam unspooled and trucks sped on the fedrin. The things we used to see, the sandhogs in the street, the chickens in her bedroom. Is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we met the first time, overwhelmed, and I know once it's lost, it's never found.
How's everyone doing this evening? This is Maddie with Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, back in the studio. It's been kind of a while. I realized the last show I did was with my co-host, Sabrina, who's not here today, when we recapped our Boston Marathon. Yes, that's right, I ran the Boston Marathon. Anyway... and that was, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe even three, probably two. Just been busy with finals and senior year wrap up, getting down to the last few episodes, but I believe I'll be continuing the Pickled Beats radio movement during the summer because I signed up for summer slots. So I'm going to stay on air as a community member after graduating, which is exciting. Anyway, pretty good show planned today. We just heard Connect from the new Vampire Weekend album, Only God Was Above Us. I think that might be my favorite song from the album. I've been listening to it a lot. I think it has an amazing springtime vibe. Vampire Weekend is one of those artists that, I've listened to for a long time. Shout out to my sister Morgan for putting me on to Vampire Weekend back in 2008. that I think is getting possibly better with age. Not just their old stuff, but they keep putting out music that is consistently good. I didn't love their last album, Father of the Bride, but this one I think is absolutely phenomenal. And I don't think the quality has declined since their phenomenal, did I already say that, debut back in 2008. Anyway, that was Connect. The whole album, whole album is really good, and I would advise that you take a listen. Today's show does not have a theme, and it is pretty all over the place, but this is freeform radio, so that's okay. In general, it's just songs I've been listening to recently, and it's a pretty eclectic collection, but that's how we do it here on Pickled Beats with our tangy tunes and briny beats. I think that's our show description. Anyway, up next, we have Chinatown by Wild Nothing. Let's hear it. We just heard Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira. And before that, we heard Chinatown by Wild Nothing. Both good songs. I put them together because they sound a little bit similar, but also because when did the Sky Ferreira one come out? 2012. They both evoke that sort of late 2000s, early 2010s, Urban Outfitters, Lana Del Rey, Arctic Monkeys, vinyl record, New York, indie sleaze. I'm going to stop speaking. That sort of vibe. Tumblr, you know, twee almost. Anyway, they have a similar tone to them. Chinatown by Wild Nothing, I heard for the first time in a while a few days ago. Reminded me how much I enjoy it. I don't know any other songs by them. Maybe I should, but that one I feel like is a remnant of that era, as is Sky Ferreira's Everything is Embarrassing. That one, I think, set the tone for, like, the last maybe decade of pop music. I think all of the, like, Chapel Roan and Ethel Kane figures of today are basically just making versions of that song, which is, of course, is just another version of earlier pop songs. But I think Sky Ferreira really did something with that one, especially the title, Everything is Embarrassing. She was real for that. Again, it's like that Tumblr, like, ooh, like, I'm quirky, everything is embarrassing. Anyway, we can move on. Okay, we're going to take a sharp turn, and we're going to listen to some Bob Dylan. So here is Fourth Time Around from Blonde on Blonde.
Don't waste your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf. Hey, she worked on my face until breaking my eyes. And saying, what else you got left? Yeah, it was then that I got up to leave, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. And she said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs. And gallantly I handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. After finding out I forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against. Making rum, and when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words aren't clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, then she fell on the floor. And I covered her up. shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then. You never wasted time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch. Now don't ask for mine.
That was Free Treasure by Adrienne Lenker. And before that, we heard Fourth Time Around by Bob Dylan. Excuse me. Two things about that song, the Bob Dylan one. First of all, I feel like I tend to encounter Bob Dylan songs like one at a time rather than listening to them listening to his full albums. I think just because, no offense, I love him, they're a little bit more palatable that way. Just, you know, as individual songs instead of as 30 to 40 minute compilations of his voice. So that's been my most recent singular Bob Dylan track that I've been listening to. I guess three things about the song. Second thing is that, if you couldn't tell, it's a riff on the Beatles song, Norwegian Wood, parentheses, This Bird Has Flown, which apparently, per my research during the song, was itself supposed to be like a inspired by Bob Dylan's introspective lyrics. And so apparently John Lennon was kind of freaked out when Bob Dylan made a riff on that. Anyway, great song. The other thing I was going to say is that I think Blonde on Blonde is a great springtime album because it's kind of sunny, but also a little cold. Anyway, right after that, we heard Free Treasure by Adrian Lenker from her most recent album, Bright Future. You may know her as the lead singer and songwriter of Big Thief, who I play relatively often. She's like probably the best songwriter working right now. That song is really sweet and nice. The whole album is great. Go take a listen. Okay, up next, we have another good springtime song. This is Bright as Yellow by The Innocence Mission.
Live life with your eyes. Butcher Joe what he asked me to do. He must think I'm a fool. Janine, don't go with those guys. What's in it for you? In another day, your dream it will appear.
Was Janine by Arthur Russell, and before that we heard Bright as Yellow by The Innocence Mission. I don't really know a lot about them or that song, but as I said, it's a good little springtime tune. Yeah, and after that we heard Janine by Arthur Russell, who I do know a lot about because I watched a documentary about him. Anyway, he was an amazing artist. Great musician. He was a cellist, like a trained cellist, but he did a lot of like musical experimentation and arrangements in the 70s and 80s. So that's from the 2008 album Love Is Overtaking Me, which is like a collection of his demos from that period. Janine is the most recent one I've heard, but the whole album is really good. Would recommend. He's really cool. I think someone just wrote a book about him. That I will check out. All right, I'm going to read an announcement now. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024. Live day 24. This is all in caps, so I'm trying to read it as loud as possible without going crazy. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. Live day 24. You'll hear, I'm supposed to read three, Happy Little Clouds, Sal Baglio, and Peter Montgomery, some big names. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. Okay. Thank you for that announcement, WMFO. Next up, we have a song that was requested by my mom. Shout out to my mom, who I think is listening. Here's Archie Bell and the Drells with Tighten Up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell with the Drells of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up. with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. Want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on your organ now. Yeah, you do the tighten up. Yeah, now. I said if you can do it now, you sure will be tough. Now look here, come on now, now make it level. You're tying it up now, do the tying it up. Everybody can do it now, so get to it. We're gonna tie it up, do the tying up. You can do it now, so baby get to it. Do your left now, do your right. Everybody can do it, but don't you get too tight. Come on and tighten up, tighten it up now, tighten it up now, tighten it up. Do the tighten up, come on and tighten it up now. Come on now, Billy, tighten it up. Oh, yeah.
Talk it to
me now. Tighten it up. Come on, tighten up that bass. Oh, yeah.
Come on, tighten up, bass. Come on.
Now, look here. I want that guitar to fall in on that. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now tighten it up, Augie. Yeah, now everybody tighten it up now. Now look here. We're gonna make it mellow for you now. We're gonna make it mellow now. You can get it. Move to your left, move to your right. Tighten it up now. Everything will be out of sight. Come on and tighten it up. Tighten it up now. You can do it. So baby, get to it.
Blow you right to my door.
Okay. We just heard Paradise by Sade, and before that, Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells. Not much to say about either of those, except I did do some further research on the WMFO computer, which is the best way to occupy time while the music is playing. Archie Bell and the Drells was like one of the first funk hits to really get mainstream radio play, which is pretty cool. And apparently, Archie Bell himself was drafted like right before the song came out, and so it like blew up while he was in Vietnam, which is crazy. And then we heard Paradise by Sade from her 1994 Greatest Hits album, The Best of Sade. I don't know many songs by her, but they're all pretty good. Alright, coming up next, we have two songs from the same artist. This is from an album that just came out a few weeks ago. The album is called Diamond Jubilee, and it's by an artist called Cindy Lee. The album is not on Spotify, it's only available on YouTube or to download online, so I had to jump through some hoops to get this record onto my computer. Felt very old-fashioned, but I did it. Anyway, it's like one of the best albums I've ever heard. Everyone is raving about how great this Cindy Lee album is. I'm going to play two songs from it because I think it's really just that good. I guess I'll talk a little more about it when these finish. But first up, we have Baby Blue by Cindy Lee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy Lee. So that was first Baby Blue by Cindy Lee, and then we heard Kingdom Come, also by Cindy Lee, from their new album Diamond Jubilee. I don't have much time left, but the whole album is really good. I don't feel like I know enough about music to know why it's good, but it, I guess just because it uses that sort of doo-wop, like 50s, 60s aesthetic, like kind of tone of music, but in a really like interesting and rich way. And I don't know, it's just great. The whole thing is really good. Okay, I have two more songs, but I might only get through one. We'll see. Okay, here's Amelia by Joni Mitchell.
I was driving across the burning desert spotted six jet planes leaving six white vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens. It was the strings of my guitar. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. Never really know. where some have found their paradise, others just come to harm. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. False alarm.
Coming in, so I'm gonna play one more song, but that was Amelia by Joni Mitchell, probably one of the best songs ever. That was from her album Hegira, which I've gotten into recently because she's back on Spotify. All right, this is Maddie. This was Pickled Beats. I've had a great time, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. To go out, I'm gonna play a song from an artist that I saw live last weekend. It was amazing. Shout out to Belle and Sebastian. They're the best. They're like the nicest band ever. They brought a bunch of people up on stage. It was really lovely. Great concert. This is Judy and the Dream of Horses by Belle and Sebastian. Have a great night.
Judy wrote the saddest song. shouted to a boy in school today, Judy, where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna